So let me talk to you for a moment about problems. What's interesting is every time I speak to a golfer, they will tell me what their problems are. And you know what I'm talking about. These are things that you experience on the golf course that are obstacles from you playing your best. Lack of confidence, lack of aggression, fear over making mistakes, being so uptight that your swing gets too stiff, all sorts of things, inconsistency, you name it. There are a number of issues that we face on the golf course, right? So if I'm talking to you and you tell me that these are your four problems and you list them for me, what I'm going to tell you is, believe it or not, these are not your problems. And when I say this to golfers, they go, what? No, I just told you that lack of confidence is my problem. And I say, no, it's not your problem. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. You know why? Because there's only one problem. All these things you just listed to me as problems, the world of sports psychology and most other models are going to actually agree with you. And they're going to say, yes, these are your problems. Let's get to working on them and help you improve in these areas. I'm not going to say that to you. And the reason is, your problems aren't your problems. They're only symptoms. They're only symptoms of the real problem. And if you were my doctor, I would fire you in a heartbeat. I would never come into your office again if all you did was treat my symptoms. So here's the deal. Why deal with your symptoms when you're the one that actually is the problem? There's only one problem. It's you. You are the problem, and the great news is you're the solution. The seven laws you're about to learn are the solution. And think about this for a moment. Golfers are creating 85% of the problems they think they have in the first place. So why would you spend your time hanging out, spending time, money, and energy on dealing with things that you're creating in the first place? Why don't you learn to create something new? That's what we're doing here. So, your problems aren't your problems. Let's get off of that right away. They're only symptoms. I think you can see that. You're the one, if you're creating 85% of these symptoms, why deal with the symptoms? Let's go right to the root, and let's have you creating something new starting today. And let me talk to you for a moment about coping mechanisms. Because when you go most places, the majority of golfers are burdened by a bunch of coping skills. So if you come in with your problems, and we already know that your problems aren't your problems, the solution for that is for you to get a bunch of coping mechanisms. Now, I will never help a golfer become a better coper. And because I prove everything I'm saying to you in this program, I'll prove this to you right now. Coping leads to mediocrity. Do you want to be mediocre? I don't think so. That's not why you're here. Here's the proof. Go to the dictionary and look up the word cope. Here are the synonyms you're going to see. You're going to see things like to deal with, to manage, to handle, to struggle with, to suffer through, and my all-time favorite, to survive. Now I ask you, do you aspire to do any of these things? Is your goal just to keep your chin above water and deal with things and manage things and survive things? Well, if you're walking around collecting coping skills, which are in the form of tips and strategies and so on, that's what they are. They're coping skills. That's exactly what you're doing. That's why your results are so sporadic. Coping leads to mediocrity. I don't know a single golfer who is really interested in being mediocre on the golf course. We're not interested in that here either. Coping leads to mediocrity. That ends now. Now, let me address this mental game thing. The mental game phrase means a lot of different things to a lot of people. And I don't want to get into all the various things it means, but a lot of people have a lot of really interesting interpretations of what mental game really is. But here's what I say. I ask every golfer, and I'll ask you the same thing, how much of the game is mental? When I ask this question, I get a range of responses, anywhere from 10% to 90%. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that the mental game is 100%, and I can prove it. I can prove it to you. As you know, I prove everything that I say to you in this program. So, here's the deal. The mental game, as I teach it, has four components to it. The mind, the body, the emotions, and the spirit. And when I say spirit, I don't mean spirituality. I mean the spirit of you. It's the essence of every human being, strongest part of you. It's the part of you that allows you to stand in front of a moving vehicle to save a child if you're a parent. That's not mental, physical, or emotional. That's the deepest, corest part of you. Think of it this way. When a person's spirit is broken, that person is broken, aren't they? Very, very difficult to come back from. That's because it's the deepest, corest part of you. So those are the four elements. I call them your power tools. Now, here's the proof. Every time you put your hands on the golf club, and now let me talk to you about what you're going to do in session one for your homework. For the next 3 days, you are going to be astounded, and your level of awareness is going to shoot up and spike up so high, you will be astounded by this. It will blow you away. Not only that, because your level of awareness is so high and you're doing this very simple exercise, you are going to make new choices in situations where you never felt like you had a choice before. And as your awareness goes up and you strengthen that muscle of choice, because choice is a muscle, you strengthen it or you weaken it. You're going to strengthen it here. And it's going to become so strong that there's one other thing that's going to automatically be built, and that is the other C word, confidence. You're not going to even have any choice. As you realize that you're making more choices that strengthen you and help you become better on and off the golf course, you are absolutely automatically going to begin to feel more confident. This exercise is going to astound you. Everybody that does it is blown away. And by the time you get your next notice of session two coming to you in your inbox, and by the time you get there and start to listen to session two, you are already going to be blown away by the levels and shifts and changes that have already begun to take place just because of you doing this exercise for 3 days. You are going to see changes, again, in awareness, in your ability to make new choices. You are going to feel differently, mentally, physically, and emotionally. You are going to see the impact of this. And it's just the beginning. It's only going to get better and better from here.